during the run on the bank against the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and bailout-hungry bankers. The police attacked one protester, claiming he had a brick, but that brick was nowhere to be found.
What the hell is this about?
Show me what a police state looks like! Let him go! What a police state looks like!
Let him go! Let him go! Let him go!
Can you shut up?
Shut up, Harold!
You look like Ron Jeremy!
You look like
Dick from
the Bad
Boys!
Harold looks like Ron Jeremy!
So I'll go and try to give them some of their, you know, some more of the money that they already stole from me. And then the police decided to get really hands-on. Kind of got out of pocket. And the one police who was riding in the passenger of the lead vehicle who came out.
Blue.
Oh yeah, the Special Operations Division. Yeah, he got really hands-on, was really trying to provoke me into doing some sort of conflict with them.
Uh-huh.
With some sort of either, you know, calling me a variety of names that I'm sure you can't print.
Uh-huh.
One starts with a B.
Uh-huh.
And one starts with an F and into the G. And
that was a police show, man.
Yeah.
They were just
And so after that, you know, obviously, you know, since I'm such a threat, it took three more of them to come up to me and put their hands on me and kept trying to arrest me, and I was just, you know, I had no part of it, and went and took my deposit back because obviously I didn't think
where'd you put it, like in the A&G?
No, I just put it right into the water spigot, you know, where, you know, pretty much anyone could find it.
The water spigot on the bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, it wasn't even close to much. And then now they were like, we're going to arrest you for throwing a missile. And then the cop said, well, he didn't throw it. And then so they're like, we're going to arrest you anyway.
Ooh.
And so they tried to put hands on me again. And then Captain Harold had, you know, came in and informed them that they are not to arrest me. And then the run kept on going.